This is Greg James, and you're listening to University Radio Nottingham, otherwise known as URN, or EARN, if you get it wrong. Go well!
Go well indeed, and we are back, we are The Pulse, and we have more news for you. And so, for our local story, it'll be read out by Will.
So, Nottingham City Council have announced that the e-scooter trial will carry on until 2024. Since October 2020, the government has approved a trial that has allowed e-scooters to be used in Nottingham as well as a number of other areas around the UK. But they're quite controversial e-scooters because many people are concerned about their safety because of unsafe riding and things like parking. Now, it is against the law to use a privately owned e-scooter, so all the ones that are in Nottingham are provided under a scheme. So what do people think then? Do they think that e-scooters should continue, or do we think there's too many safety concerns that mean that they should be withdrawn?
I think we're having a little natter about this on the song break amongst ourselves, and I am a big supporter of the e-scooters, not just because I use them and I love them and they support my lazy lifestyle, but also additionally because I just think they're a very good eco-friendly way of getting around the city. So rather than, say, rely on an Uber, you know, grab an e-scooter, bam, off you go. Nottingham has very good sort of cycling infrastructure, which passes over very well because you just use the cycle lanes and cycle routes with an e-scooter. Works very nicely. And additionally as well, sort of the main concerns with unsafe scooter riders, you know, I think it's on a sort of a downward trend now. Obviously, when the trial was first introduced, there were some very high-profile national stories of sort of, you know, a woman who almost got ran over by an e-scooter, which of course is very bad. However, the problem is you can't really blame that on the e-scooter themselves. It's on the fact of someone who is not, you know, using them correctly and is sort of, you can't really...
It'd be like if someone decided to just start driving their car on the path. It's not the vehicle itself that's the problem. It's clearly the driver. And I think one of the main issues that come with the safety of the e-scooters as well is the fact when they were first introduced, you'd have a lot of drunk students using them and they would go around kind of driving them all over the place. But I do agree with you in that that number has seemed to decrease and people are a lot more kind of appreciative of the new mode of transport that's been introduced, particularly as it's a lot more cost effective as well and not just eco-friendly.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think there needs to be, with this trial, and it's discussed in the article, there just needs to be a bit more clarity around making sure people are using them in a socially conscious way. So a big issue I have with them is that anyone who's using a wheelchair or who needs to use a pram or anything like that, people don't think when they leave the scooter, they just dump it because it's such a quick and easy method of transport. And that means that quite often I've had to go on the road or really struggle to get around the paths because somebody's left an e-scooter in the way. I'm lucky I've got two legs, I can walk very easily, but my grandpa's in a wheelchair. He wouldn't be able to get around campus at the moment because students aren't thinking about where they're leaving scooters. So it would be good if in the new continuing trial there was more sort of social etiquette introduced to ensure that they keep working with the community.
I suppose that could fall back onto the company themselves because obviously I imagine, you know, they have a great old van that they sort of drive around and then wallop them into, the e-scooters, to, you know, take them away and charge them. I completely agree, you know, sort of around campus, especially in the front of the Portland building, especially I believe also near the physics building, the sort of the amount of e-scooters there can really take over the path. It's honestly like the world's biggest jigsaw puzzle to try and park your own when there's already about 50 there. So I suppose it could be a case that the company then has to say to themselves, oh look, let's, if there's like a massive sort of clump of e-scooters in one place, you know, let's go pick some up and just redistribute them around the city, which, you know, especially if you want to get to campus in the middle of the day, you know, all the e-scooters will like already be in the middle of campus, and then there'll just be none left on the like outskirts to actually get into campus. So you never know. I would be in support of pushing the company to do that, but unfortunately, I am no regulator. But to be fair, have we all used the e-scooters here?
Yes.
I think I'm the only person who hasn't, but that's kind of just more because I just kind of think that for me, I don't mind walking around, and I just kind of think it's more hassle than it's worth trying to like then pay to use it after you've been on it and whatever. I just kind of think it's easier if it's somewhere that's too far to walk. I kind of think it's just easy to get like the bus or the tram or something.
I suppose that's fair enough, because obviously they're not the quickest thing in the world. They are limited to, I believe it's around 50 miles per hour. I believe there's an exact number that I don't have off the top of my head.
Although, just to jump in there, Ben, I would argue that they are sometimes a better form of transport compared to a bus, because they're more reliable, so you can pick it up when you need it or need to go. Whereas quite often across winter, the buses are not exactly on time. They're not always reliable to use. And I think from like where I live in Beeston, like one time I've scooted back from the city centre, and it's only taken about 20 minutes, which usually ends up being how long it takes to go on a bus when it's stopping at every single stop along the route.
Tell you what I miss. The main reason that I've gotten sort of used to using the e-scooters is because, as many news team members will know, I had my bike stolen earlier this month.
Hashtag bring back Ben's bike.
But to me, it does raise the interesting point of the fact that, obviously, you know, I miss my bike on one aspect because that was free and just as quick as the scooters. But private scooter ownership, that is still illegal. And as the article mentions, you know, you can get points. Because, by the way, to use the rental e-scooters, you need to have a driver's license, because they are licensed as road vehicles, which is why they all have number plates on.
It's but, also provisional driving licenses.
Oh, you can use provisional. Okay. That changes my sort of tact a bit. But, yes, I've now sort of forgotten my point.
I'm very sorry for interrupting that.
It is okay. E-scooters. Overall, that was it. Private ownership. What do we think are sort of the private ownership of scooters? Because like I was sort of mentioning, it is punishable using them on sort of public land with points on your license, with a fine. Should we really, considering that you can just go and rent one with, as you've now mentioned, a provisional license, not even a full license, you know, should people just be able to own an e-scooter themselves?
I think there is a bit of a concern with safety, both with the rented and the ones that you can own anywhere, that they don't come with a helmet, the ones that you rent. And I've never seen someone wear a helmet while using an e-scooter. And considering the speeds that they go up, and considering that they are land, they are sort of considered as road vehicles, it's really concerning, because if someone did fall off at 15 miles an hour, they could have really serious head injuries. So perhaps that's one of the concerns with privately owned scooters, is that increased risk of injury.
Although I'd argue that that increased risk come with a normal bike as well, and we are allowed to use those, and you do also get motorised bikes.
Good old e-bikes.
Yes, e-bikes, which are not illegal, which you can go at. Well, I'm assuming they're not illegal.
They're limited to the same speed limit as e-scooters, and also it is very specifically all e-bikes that aren't insured as road vehicles. They basically have to be pedal electric assist, where basically the electric motor can only be activated while pedaling. Just to have an e-bike that powers itself, a bit of a grey zone.
Thank you for your e-bike knowledge.
Law expert.
But I do feel like the scooters kind of work the same way. Like, a lot of the time you can still use the scooters like you would a non-motorised power one. Like, you can still get your foot down and, like, kick about like you would as a child with, you know, your traditional Razor scooter, if any of you had one of those. RIP my ankles. But I think regulation of the e-scooters does help currently, and it is good to continue the trials, but we could resolve the issue of the e-scooters being dumped in random places if we just had our own.
To be fair, I watched a documentary recently about sort of e-scooter anger, especially in America, and I believe in the Netherlands as well, some sort of lowlands country, where basically like angry locals took to just getting the e-scooters and chucking them into lakes and rivers. Can't particularly say that I've seen that here yet in Nottingham, but then again,
or, you know, in the lake out front.
Well, you never know, the lake might be not as deep as I used to think, because there's just an entire bed of e-scooters. You never know. But the, actually, this is sort of another point of mine. Can we realistically call this sort of a trial anymore? I mean, they've been here for years and the trial just keeps getting extended. At what point do we just say, yeah, you can just have rental e-scooters in the UK?
I think, yeah, because I must admit, like, when I've seen them around, I sort of haven't really thought of it really as a trial. I just kind of assumed that they've been pretty much permanently allowed here. But I guess, yeah, because, I mean, like, you can only trial it for so long. And I kind of think, surely by now, they should have been around long enough to know whether they work. I kind of wonder if it's more that some areas have a trial because it's not legal to obviously own your private one. Like, it's only really going to be realistic in, like, somewhere like Nottingham to actually provide a proper scheme where, you know, a company owns all the scooters. Because, like, if, like, my area I live in back home, it's too kind of rural and that really to properly provide a, you know, a privately run e-scooter service. So I kind of wonder if it's more about being able to provide e-scooters while they maybe, I don't know, change the law to allow privately owned. I'm not sure what the government or the city council's thinking is behind it, but
I think you make a good point, because I think actually that is why it's a trial, because the fact, you know, it's not legal to go in public spaces with a privately owned one. So as a result, you know, sort of local councils, they can sort of do it as a trial, because if they just did it, yeah, there you go, then they'd just be changing sort of national law, which would be a whole different rabbit hole to go down. But looking at the clock, that is all the time we have for on our nice little local e-scooter story.
We're on campus and we're online.
University
Radio Nottingham.